No, we thought that, that's what we were told.
Which is an easy.
Well, that's an easy fix, but for right now, that would have to be six persons per night with two bedrooms.
No, if that's the way you want to write it, we'll write that, then we can amend it.
Well, legally, that's how it would have to be.
So change this from eight to six persons?
Yes.
And I know that some of the owners that live here are here tonight. You're going to have to be the ones that help police this, because we have no way to police.
Yeah, we're not an enforcement.
No problem.
Well, that's why we'll give you three layers of communication. I'd like to get, if I can approach the right person in the neighborhood after he gets past some of his challenges, I think I'll have somebody in the neighborhood that'll come. So I'll have us, HOA, somebody within 30 minutes, somebody in the neighborhood.
What about covenants?
You're talking like him, George. I just threw it out a little hard enough. I heard it go somewhere.
Do what?
Somebody in the audience said something. I don't know what was said.
I'm concerned about the covenants.
We're, who said that? You? We're not taking anything from the people tonight, so.
It's important, though, covenants.
I just want to have a question about the closet.
Okay.
About the room that we have the wardrobe in, if we put it, so we have to have a built-in. Is that what you're saying, to make it?
Scott
might have to answer that for me. I'm not sure on the wording on that.
So that we can change it to where it's accommodates eight people, right?
It just says a closet.
Doesn't say built-in.
Okay, so we
have
a
definition
wardrobe, so then we should be
closet.
Fine. It has doors and a window, and it's large. I mean, it should be fine. I mean, I'm fine without the loft up there, but I mean.
Right. But I don't have any definition in our book that defines closet.
If it was a hanging wardrobe closet, I would assume that would be a closet if it doesn't say built-in. But that's just my assumption.
Okay, it's a.
I really
would,
don't know.
Yeah.
And it also says
it's used
window.
As, that room is used as a bedroom.
It also says window, but it doesn't say how big.
Right.
The fire department will have to determine if it's big enough.
Exactly.
It's got four windows. They're big. I mean, it's four across the front, so.
Are they 36 by 60?
I don't know about that.
I think in total they are.
Probably. But it's a good, one wall is windows.
Okay.
So, 50-foot buffer.
Anybody else got any more questions?
Did we get the contact person thing resolved?
Yeah, we're going to add that to each one before. Now, I do have a question. Are we still on the six persons per night or eight? Because we had the closet question.
Yeah, the wardrobe. I mean, I really am not an authority on that, so I really don't know whether to tell you that should be six or eight. It sounds to me like it meets the eight requirement. If it doesn't say it has to be built in, it does hang. You put hanging clothes in this wardrobe,
oh, yeah.
I assume.
And shoes and
to me,
everything.
It would seem like that is an acceptable closet the way it's worded.
Okay.
We got one of them at home, and I don't like it.
I've got a question. Can we not just include the language that we've got in the code where it can have two people per bedroom plus the two for the unit, and the bedrooms can be determined by the fire district? That way they know if the egress is proper. And they can have two people per bedroom and two people per unit. And when they get their COC from the fire district, then the fire district COC can include how many people they think it's safe to be in there.
That makes sense. I was just following the
fire department.
Bob's lead. These were all his staff recommendations.
Okay.
And he just always had those in there.
He had eight on there, correct?
Yes.
I'd say we go back to that.
The assistant fire chief volunteered to come out and help us go through everything, so we're going to take advantage of that.
You should.
Get my fingers
tired.
Why not have him right there?
Yeah.
I'd recommend we do that. That we just include the language as far as the occupancy based on the number of bedrooms. Same thing it says in the code.
Mm-hmm.
And the bedroom, whether or not it's a legal bedroom, a safe bedroom, be determined by the fire district. Because they're the ones who got to get through in and get them out.
It's on the ground, too. I mean, it's.
So instead of the number of bedrooms, you want in there the maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be two persons per dwelling unit and two persons per bedroom.
Yes.
And not having an amount.
I hope you turned that off or turned it down. Thank you.
Do we want to include two persons per approved bedroom?
Well, bedroom's defined.
Yeah, it's already defined. Okay.
It's defined.
Okay. I'm starting to think like a lawyer. Shoot me.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions? I'm going to ask for a motion.
I make a motion to approve special use permit number 2016-0035. It's a decision of record as it's now written.
Anybody want a second?
And I'm going to ask, but that also includes the current local contact information addition.
Yes.
Correct. Yes, okay. Thank
on
you.
All of them, I think.
Right.
What about the 50-foot buffer? You going to ignore
you
that?
You take charge of that.
Ma'am?
I have Tourette's. I'm sorry.
Huh?
I have Tourette's. I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm sorry.
We're not.
Tourette's.
You're not allowed to speak tonight, so if you want to keep speaking, you can go and leave.
Ma'am, the it's written down what they have to do. And like again, we're not the enforcement agency. All we can do is approve or disapprove how it's written. I believe if the buffer's written in there, then you know that's something they'll have to worry about. I'm not sure how it would work. I think that your concerns, if they're addressed in there, will have to be met.
Okay. Back to where we was at. Did we get a second?
I don't think so.
I'm asking for a second. George.
I'll second.
Brad made the motion. George second. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Ayes carried.
Thank you for your consideration. Appreciate it.
George C. Thomas, the third.
Yep. Okay. Case number 2016-0036 at 191 Greystone Drive, vacation rental. We'll get there. Okay. This one must have been a six-bedroom because at 191 Greystone Drive, it said we'll sleep no more than 14 persons per night. And then the staff reported it is six-bedroom home. And that's the only change to this decision of record, staff recommendations.
Okay. Anybody got any questions?
Could you please bring up an aerial, please?
Yep, I'm sorry. Randy, would it help if I just had one aerial of all of them?
Yeah, just leave one up, Scott. Leave would be great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Something like that.
There you go.
But you're not going to know where it's at.
Yeah,
so.
No. Please zoom into it.
Well, I can't change what's on this one because it's just a picture of it.
A big picture.
Beth, do you know which one
Scott.
It is?
Can you help us out there, ma'am? Which one it is?
Well, I'll find it here with our other. I'll have to... And this one I can't get any bigger. It may be bigger up there. But here's our Greystone. Here's the one in question. So it's right here on the big, overview.
Lot,
it's the one you got zoomed in on the right, correct?
It's this one right there.
Yeah. Anybody got any questions? Or bring out your yeah. Anybody got any questions for her?
I think we got the same bedroom situation that we had before. I don't know.
With the loft, you mean?
Yeah.
This one had six bedrooms.
This is a six-bedroom home.
Okay. I'm just worried if our wording ought to be the same for...
This is up to the max.
Yeah.
12 people plus two bedrooms. We only rent to 12.
Okay. No, the total occupancy can be limited by the fire department if they've got egress windows or no reason for a bedroom. So that's covered.
Can we do 14?
That's the two residents. We can only do up to 12, and then the two caretakers are two more for the residents. She only rents out six bedrooms. Two per bedroom, right?
Two per bedroom, and then two.
And yeah.
Per the home, yeah.
For the home,
yeah. Yeah, two for the home.
But our caretaker's wrong, is for.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew what I meant.
Yeah, I knew what you meant, Dave.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
Contact person.
Yep, we'll make sure we add the contact person to each decision of record.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions? Somebody want to make a motion?
I make a motion we approve special use permit 2016-0036 with decision of record as is. Change.
Somebody want a second?
I'll second.
Randy. Yeah. Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Ayes have it. Borough duplex.
It's case number 2016-037 at 139 Edwards. It's a Viverios duplex. I think... Yes, I did, and I gave them each a copy of it, and I meant to put it on here, and I did, but it didn't save, so it's not saved. But I gave each of the planning commissioners a copy. I found it in your file.
The scale is probably wrong. I did the math on what I drew up, and it's not going to be bigger than the footprint of the three trailers anyway. So my scale is messed up.
And you're going to meet your setbacks.
I'm going to meet my setbacks. By long shot, hopefully.
Do you want me to read the staff recommendations?
Please.
This
please.
One's a little different.
Please.
If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1637, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2. Compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire, if applicable, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 3. Division 2 permit shall be issued by Taney County Planning prior to new construction begins. 4. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. And 5. This decision is subject to all existing easements. 6. This decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
I got a question. What was that about? No outside storage.
No outside storage.
What are we calling?
Anything you got that.
I mean, what does that mean? I'm sorry, I'm just.
You need to have a little building or something to store it in. I mean, you just don't want to pile stuff up out there, you know. Like used lumber or used windows or whatever you got, tars.
I got you.